But didn't act actually, I must admit, nothing very sexy happened at all. Surprisingly enough.
With your fat
But I
friend.
was in bed with two men though.
Well, I slept in bed with two men once and nothing happened.
Was
That was
that
on
on
your
my birthday by any
birthday,
chance?
yeah? Yeah. I remember it was bloody uncomfortable
And then you
actually.
started living with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
Until
we don't
nothing
have milk
happened.
and coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so beforehand?
Because you didn't ask, did you?
No, but normal people do have milk and coffee, but that's all right.
Lizzie's got these little beetles in her flat. She thinks they're cockroaches, and she's absolutely having a
You
freak
don't get
out.
cockroaches in England,
No,
do you?
exactly. We can boil the kettle again. That would be a more sensible solution to the problem.
Andy's been really horrible to me. He poured the coffee, especially the washing up liquid, just like pissed me off. But it was alright because I knew he was doing the kids well, so it didn't piss me off really.
Is that why you're still going on about it then?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Get a bag.
They're on the table, love. Look at it. Look at the mess he makes making a cup of tea.
I know. Can't wait till he moves out.
She doesn't have black coffee. She's nice.
Does that mean if you drink your coffee, if you're black, you're not nice anymore?
No. Just means that when I put milk in your coffee and then you then tell me you've got black, you like black coffee.
I just thought it was changing you.
I think that probably makes you a slag. In fact.
A what?
A slag. I don't think I could ever be classified as a slag. You have to sleep around to be a slag. And,
but you would if you could, it's just no one wants to sleep with you.
Yeah, that's basically it. Cheers, Andy.
Thank you.
Just know how to make me feel special, don't you? Can I borrow that glove?
Got me in the eye and tell me you don't love it.
Oh, that looks fucking hot.
Yeah, did you see David then? He came
yeah,
in.
Yeah, God, I forgot about that. Yes.
And what was he like? What did he do?
He was lovely. He's really happy and he's sorting himself out.
He hasn't smoked, he's given up smoking, hasn't he?
Has he?
Cigarettes, yeah.
Yeah, no, he wasn't smoking.
No.
Yeah, and it was really nice to see him. I gave him a massive hug.
Apparently he's had a couple of mellies on Frank. Sort of telling Frank he hasn't been a very good friend and things.
Really? Why?
Don't know, I think he's probably feeling a bit insecure. You know, these people that get, if they actually do have people employed to analyse these tapes and sit and listen to them, they're going to have such a laugh. Well, no, they're going to think we're all totally stupid. Listen to it because you're living in my house.
No, we could listen to Bob Dylan on actually, couldn't we? Put Bob Dylan on.
No.
Could you play every single one of your Bob Dylan records, John? How have you got that?
I have a solution.
Pen,
I have
tongue?
Headphones. I just put my headphones on and I'm happy.
Oops.
Have you got any heavy metal as well?
I have actually.
What,
from
I
my glam this. Rock time.
You know what I recorded, which
are you? Are these yours?
I recorded Kiss.
Yeah, help yourself.
I said to her, why don't you say something? Because she said, oh, it's not for me, it's nothing to do with me. And I said, well, more to do with you that day. Just take some interest, some common interest in the books. Up. Yeah, to you. Do you know what, then? Jill, listen to this, right? Jill, who's this girl I live with, right? Got a knock on the door the other week, and this guy comes to the door with a Sony Walkman, yeah, and a microphone that's, like, fixes onto her t-shirt. And 20 tapes, and she's got like 20 recordings worth, 20 tapes worth.
No, I've just got to record all my conversations.
Yeah, conversations,
tapes.
All of them, because they're updating the Oxford Dictionary.
And did you do put any coffee in this? Can you make coffee or what?
No, I don't like coffee. I don't know how to make it at all.
What's it going?
You won't. I'll better put some more in yours.
Is it piss?
Cat's piss. Yeah, so Ben's coming to stay. You'll meet Ben.
Oh, right.
Coming to stay in a couple of weeks.
Oh, good.
They, Ben and this bloke Phil that I used to be seeing, the one that, yeah, that one. I've got this cottage, and they're moving into this cottage in the middle of the countryside.
Then you're a cowboy or a bank robber, okay? They've got a cottage.
Really?
Yeah, they're moving into this beautiful little cottage. Yeah,
how's it managed that? Has he been working for a long time? Has he got lots of
money? Well, yeah, Philip's a student, but they're just sort of paying. It's just rented, so they. But
that'd be nice if they did.
But it sounds absolutely beautiful, so I'm going to have to go and visit.
Come back.
Yeah. Let's see, why not? But I mean, I'm going to go and visit them as well.
See you soon.
Should keep the door closed. Oh, we can't really, because we've got music on. Yeah, a very concerted effort to remember the bins. There's about 60 out there. It's like when we moved in.
Bye.
Not quite, is that? Did you see the bins outside when we moved in?
No.
All the way up, the whole passageway was just bin bags. Fucking loads of them. It's disgusting.
I've got one.
Was that, did you speak to your sister then?
There you go, chick. No, one of her friends, Darren.
This house is so much warmer, isn't it?
Now it's got heating, yeah.
It's so nice. So much nicer.
My radiator is working, I think it just takes longer than the others to heat up.
Yeah.
What?
I'm wishing that's done. Jim is good, isn't she, Jim?
I'm a gem, yeah.
That kind of
I'm a gem and an officer.
That kind of alienates us from being good, doesn't it?
Yeah, what's it named,
Jim? We did fight for it though. Yeah, I was fighting very hard. I wanted to do it.
This morning,
you made life horrible for me because I was doing the washing up. You horrible, horrible, horrible person.
I think I might feel a bit sick now. Yeah.
I wish I hadn't stuffed it down so quick.
Yeah, you wolfed yours down, you fat pig.
I was starving though.
Yeah. I spoke when I moved to Edel on Saturday. I started eating my dinner about 15 minutes before Andy, and he'd finished before me.
Did you? What did you do in Edel then? What did you do?
Ran up lots of hills.
Lots of dogs.
You went walking dogs.
And I had to, like.
Pathetic. Pathetic Londoner on top of a hill thinking she was going to get blown off.
Yeah, he was actually.
What?
Yeah, but you were as hippie-ish in the countryside, breathing in the country air.
That's not hippie-ish. Hippies sit down around campfires and smoke nasty substances.
And I don't know, you eat lots of mushrooms.
I don't like mushrooms.
And a big dinner.
Which means that I'm not a hippie. Your mum cooked a big dinner. Your mum cooked a big dinner.
Lovely it was.
Nice. Did you sit there and be? Did you sit there and be? I'm in parents' house, therefore I've got to be nice. Did she get polite?
I'm polite.
No, did Nancy go all polite?
Now she's taught the bollocks of everyone, including my grandma. It's really worthwhile.
I was chatting to his nan. His nan's amazing, you know. She's a right traveller.
Pain in the arse.
She's been to every country you can imagine. Far East, Middle East.
Plenty of my inheritance.
She likes about Africa the best.
Well, now she travels? Yeah. Or when she was younger?
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Her husband died, 30 years ago.
She's really...
she's travelled for about 6 months of every year since.
She's got such a good
really?
Energy. She's really? Like, I haven't like, got, like, I'm so, you know. She don't keep her house up. She goes, I'm not going to like get old and grey and old in a house surrounded by all these antiques that like all these memorabilia around me. She said, I'm just going to go out and see the world.
Brilliant. So she really healthy and stuff?
Yeah, she looks healthy, doesn't she?
She's an alcoholic.
So what, does she just sort of, did she, how does she travel then?
She wasn't drinking.
She was. She was pissed off.
She wasn't.
She was, but it's free.
So she how has she got all the money to travel
gin,
from?
Seriously, a bottle of gin every time she comes to our house. And then drives home. Usually through the wall.
Oliva, he doesn't like his men.
I don't like her at all.
He doesn't like his men.
I bet find Katie.
She's obnoxious. She's really, really obnoxious.
No, she's just smart, I think. I think she's really clued
no,
up.
She's
and
horrible.
She's really
like, horrible. She's really horrible to my mother.
Yeah. Oh, what, really, you don't like her?
No, I really don't like her.
Shine on your brother, excuse me, love.
Yeah, my mum hates my brother.
She
doesn't hate her. She loves
her. Try to love one another right now. Come on, baby, now. Shine on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now.
I've got about two earrings. That's it.
This is beautiful, this song. It's all about everyone loving each other. And... Katie. Yep.
Mind you, half the music I listen to is all about loving each other right now.
Yeah. Yeah, but yours is drug induced. This is just beauty and love.
Oh,
your neighbor.
No, this isn't drug induced at all, is it? No.
No, maybe not. We were listening to the Woodstock tape today. No, that Woodstock tape. Have you ever listened to it? Oh, so funny. Cracking me up. Hi, is Katie there, please? Cheers.
Fine, I spoke to you.
Well, I mean... Well, there's not a lot of point having
really?
It now, really, because there's such a cross-section of conversations going on. It's really funny, there's this bit in the car when we went outside for a smoke and on a...
I can't drink
at Claire's
water.
Party.
Okay, right, so I've got a bloody
Like, there's me talking
right.
to Claire really loudly, like, across the car, and Frank talking to Nigel across the car, and the speakers are up here, and it's just this, like...
So I told you to Cass today, Cass thinking about coming down, and about me,
bangle.
Chris and Johnny are going to go for friends in London, so you're very welcome.
That'll be absolutely mad. When
are
they
going to
collect it?
Next Friday. Friday evening. This Friday coming up, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, beer's on you.
It'll be quite funny.
Imagine listening to all the tapes.
It can't be that much of a friend.
Well, the first
go
ones
to,
that we made going
go
down from here, the car's making a racket. The stereo's out
just
on the full blast. You can't hear anything we're saying at all.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, occasionally there's a break where we sort of get this stupid laughter and stuff. But
some girl.
Most of it's just sort of
like... No, but it'd be quite funny. It means we can get really pissed and you can charm them all.
So do you think you'll be in tomorrow after 10?
Now I'd loosely my side. How's it falling to go to... I would imagine that he's getting help off his parents. To be honest, I don't know. I think his dad's paying for him for the first. What's the date today? 13th. Yeah. I think he's got his dad to pay off his.
I guess the thing about it is his parents probably think it's probably good to get him out of London and get him doing something.
Yeah, because at the moment he's just. I mean, I had that job in Debenhams. So that's it, isn't it? Really.
Yeah. So I guess I have done better than some people.
So he was just saying that, you know, the only night he's really been out since New Year's Eve was last Wednesday, and he's just been in the whole time. He hasn't got any money or anything. I feel a bit
sad.
And also they live so far out, and he was saying, you know, Julie's up in Birmingham, Andy from Birmingham, he's had no one to see. Eileen's come back up to Birmingham, who's this other girl that he sees quite a lot of. And I think he's just a bit lonely. but I think it cheered him up saying, oh, do you want to come to a party at the weekend? So that's going to be really nice, isn't it?
I think I might come down, actually.
Yeah, do that.
I can't see you,
so
I may as well.
It should be quite, I mean, it'll be a funny party.
It'll
just
be nice.
It'll be good music. And also, it'll be good to go to a party in London where it isn't, like, totally drug-oriented. There won't be any drugs there at all. It'll be just...
Really, I think I'm going through a bit of a
health
fit.
Yeah. I don't want anything to do with it really at the moment.
It's just now I just seem like it's a bit not pointless. Well, I just don't really. I'm not getting anything from it.
Yeah, same here. But I mean, that's just the way it goes, you know. I mean, it's good to have. You've got to have breaks.
You
can't just
be mad.
But I know what you mean. I'm quite happy not to at the moment as well.
But I think it'll be a nice part, and the music will be brilliant. This guy called Mark that that Frank and Janet know very well is a really very good DJ indeed. You know, Janet's got a tape that he made, and he's like, got using three decks at a time and stuff. He's very good, and it'll be really good sort of like funk, garage, you know, sort of soul-y music, and so it'll be really nice, I think. Yeah. And also, my friend Liz Brady is going to come. I invited her last time I spoke to her. And that'll be good for her as well, because it'll mean that she'll meet Rack and Craig, and maybe she'll have someone to visit in London, because she hasn't really got any friends in London. I think she lives in Clapham or something. The rain cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero. I don't know, I haven't asked her if she wants to come yet, really, I don't think. Oh no, her sister and all her mates are coming out this weekend. And so for you. It would be quite good to be here, actually, but just to meet them, but. Nah. Show you something.
Yeah, it sounds like she's trying to kill
the song, actually. Hmm. Simon's just brilliant, isn't he, really? He can talk to anybody. Yeah. Like this girl, Tracy, that he got on with really well. I mean, I really disliked her, this girl that
Claire knows.
When I arrived at this party, she is totally unsubtle and sometimes very rude, you know. And,
Yeah, the thing about Simon is
Yeah. He's going to find it hard as well, I think. But on the other hand, they haven't been communicating at all. You know, it's not like.
It's not as if it's happened suddenly.
Yeah, I think Helen's going to find it very difficult, though. Just because even though they don't talk very much anymore and stuff, and they probably haven't spent any much time with her, the thought that he's been there and it's, you know.
Well, I mean, they were engaged, for God's sake, you know. She thought they were going to get married.
Yeah. In the jingle jangle. Yeah. Is Andy gone out? Was he? Can I sit in my room? Music. That way you don't have to just sit. Do you?
Yeah.
What, a bit sad? What, in here, in this room?
Yeah. I think maybe it's just come to the realisation of it that
it's all
that
it is. Yeah. I come following you. Yeah, it was odd when Frank said that, because apparently what happened, he just sort of started saying that he didn't think that Frank had really been there for him and that he was being a bit sort of selfish and stuff. Which, I mean, maybe he has been, but the thing is, that, you know, if Frank's making this massive effort to, like, fit in and meet new people and stuff, then,
yeah.
You know, Dave's bound to feel a bit neglected. It's stupid to have all this in front of the bloody radiator, isn't it? Whoops. We've got to fix that thing. Play a song for me. You know, sometimes you can feel your friend, or you don't have a friend.
You're not having a friend mixed hair, it's much easier.
It just sort of like sometimes hangs in a really funny way and you can feel it.
That's why I was so good to get rid of, because I spend too much time fussing with it.
supposed to do. It's better. You know, I did wonder how he'd think if I changed and stuff. You know, I'll tell you what, the bed that me and Frank sat in was so gorgeous. So nice, it was like a... And I realise it's the first time I actually slept in a bed with Frank ever. Or like I've slept with him in tents and stuff, but not in a bed. And Ben, like, when we were sort of there, Ben sort of, we've been sitting around for a while, and he said, it's very embarrassing to have to ask this, but you're staying the night and stuff. Are you two a couple or are you just friends? I was like, no, just friends, but it's all right. If we don't have any spare rooms, we're perfectly happy to sleep together, don't worry. It's just funny having him asking me and stuff. Yeah, it's a good weekend it was. It's a very good weekend, but packed. So much packed in. You know, I was only away for 2 nights, for like about a week. Yeah. Shame Tom wasn't in. We were like ringing the bell and both of us were desperate for a crap. Absolutely desperate and desperate for a cup of tea because we got up at 7:30. It might have been Lizzie actually, so she's not coming. Are you into going to the pub tonight?
Yeah, I
don't
think so. I want to have a wash of my hair. And
I should stay in, I'm stupid going out again.
I mean, I can see why you're going out, but, you know, I need to have a night in. I mean, I've had so many stupidly late nights.
Tell you what I must do actually, whilst I'm thinking about it, is do. Take one lot of washing out and put another lot in. So now we've got radiators, it's very easy. Goodbye. He wants to. I don't know what she'd want. I mean, I'm quite happy to go to the pub with her. I mean, she's alright. It's quite interesting to see how I get on with her actually, because I've only ever known her in the context of Tom and Daryl really. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's the way that she kind of like answers before you've really got down to finishing what you're saying. You know what I mean? You know when people do that and you just think, well, you can't really be listening to what I'm saying because I haven't finished yet. Pizza Express tissues everywhere. That's better. Both t-shirts still look blue, don't they? To be free. Maybe I'll put something in that's dyed them again. What am I going to say? Hello, come in, love. Got what? Like your jacket.
Hello.
Our heating's working again, so it's bliss, absolute bliss, and lovely. Yeah. Oh, lordy. Are they? Yeah, Jim came over before and said that he was going off to do work tonight. Andy's upstairs doing work. Yeah. No, he's doing it at home, I think. I think he's like the other day when he was here, he was talking about how he was turning over a new leaf and stuff. So, I don't know how he's getting on. No, I know what you mean. I've never really found it that much of an insult ever anyway, but I just think that it's a bit of a term which doesn't really apply to us. So, I mean, we've got hippie-ish tendencies, but we're not hippies.
Well,
Well, also, I mean, the term hippie, I mean, it's not really a real term, I don't think. Can I put a bit more dragon enough? That's okay, that little bit of sauce, isn't it?
Is Nancy?
Yeah.
Why, what else could you put in that would make
more?
More
tomatoes and more tuna.
I would maybe think it might be worth making a little bit more, actually.
Right, I've got one in. Do you want to mush that a bit?
Okay. But then I'm pretty shit at measurements and stuff, actually, probably.
What's left that we have tomorrow? In that case. Are these this stuff here? Is it yours?
What stuff?
This stuff.
No. Might be Frank's or someone's.
I reckon it is.
Oh, she won't mind you using it anyway. She's got so much tuna she could bloody start an aquarium up.
She's a family of tuna.
Mind you, they're all dead, so it wouldn't be a very active aquarium really, would it? I think pasta's done. I want to taste it to check because I might have got it wrong. No, I haven't done actually what we're talking about. I have got a brain. I can make decisions. I'm a graduate.
I've realised recently, I have a brain. I can make decisions. My opinion can be valued by people.
I've always valued your opinion.
Yeah, I know you have, but no, I don't know about anyone else.
Do you mean straights?
Yeah, basically.
You know, I never really valued the truth in that term. Straight heads do definitely think very differently. Andy Favell made me just kept saying straight heads. For times when I might have said, oh, I couldn't really talk to some people last night, I need to say what you mean, straight heads. I'm not having out of truth, right. Totally different wavelength, man.
It's
not just straight heads, but like, quite a lot of the time it is straight heads.
I think is, I guess people who are very straight aren't likely to take drugs, and people who are like very limited in their way of thinking.
Well, maybe it's a bit of a chicken and egg situation, and the egg might have come before the chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Funny way of putting it. Deep in my heart, safe from the gods. I can make some space. Is it nearly dinner time?
Yeah.
I'll open the wine then. This strong. Can you say that again? Sorry.
This guy Paddy in the office.
Yeah.
He had an invitation for posh do, you know, like a black tie jacket.
Yeah.
A formal invitation.
Yeah.
And he wasn't sure about what was the correct way to reply to it, right?
Yeah. No, there is actually a very formal way of doing it, though, isn't there? That's what you mean,
yeah,
it's correct,
yeah,
and correct.
I thought it was me, I just wrote back and said, thanks, yes, I'll come, actually. Thank you very much. And I thought, what are you talking about? I said, no, it's bollocks. And he looked at me madly. And I thought, oh, how funny. I thought, well, I just need to start explaining myself to people a bit more, actually, when they get very misunderstanding.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't really matter if they misunderstand you, does it? But I mean, I know what you mean. I'll just write it up, because I remember when Claire was. I got a really formal invitation to something, and I asked Claire how you were supposed to reply, and she told me the exact wording of how you should reply, and I looked at her and I said, I'm not bloody writing that.
Oops.
It sounded so stiff and so, cheers.
Down,
lovely.
Oh dear, what's wrong? Good job, everyone. I thought it is, right? It doesn't make me think how you're part of the invitation.
mean, especially if you know the people. What's the point of being formal if you know the people? So ridiculous. Did you even try? Did you even try to get it out, or did you just think, oh well? Oh, what? That wasn't doing what I was asking it to do. I wanted it to forward wind. I think I pressed the wrong button. I did have the other one crossroads, but the reason why I had it was because Dave was in the house and he had it.
Right, right.
And then he fucked off and left me and he didn't give me... It really pisses me off the way that people like leave before you get around to taping the tapes that you like. Do you know what I mean? I wonder if this is doing what it's supposed to be doing. Let's have a check.
It's a cold night tonight.
Yeah.
Minus
two. Really?
Yeah.
Feel it.
You feel it, don't
you? I feel it, but I hate it. Are you going to go Tanzworth then?
I might go a bit later. Later.
You're supposed to be there at half eight, aren't you?
No, I have to leave at half eight to get there for about quarter to nine.
Did they say a specific time then? No problem. It's a one-time thing. It just happens. Oh, toss. When was that? What was the night before last?
Monday.
Yeah, no, the date. Was it the...
13th.
Yeah?
Yeah. I should take
something
to my lectures
or
something. No, I've got to be there. Yeah. Oh, shit, nice one.
This is your parmesan nuts?
Yeah.
What's the date today?
The 14th?
15th.
15th. Salt's gone numb. It's cold, foggy.
You know what makes that not happen?
What?
As if you put rice in it.
Yeah, because it absorbs.
That's what they do in. What we used to do in Nigeria.
I normally do it.
It's just me, it just makes me feel so much different if I have time to just potter about, you know. It just makes me feel, I've worked out that I can't cope with this frenzying lark for all the time. I have to have space to do my pottering.
Well, you've been through a mad,
I've been having a mad one, haven't I?
Tom and that, if you look at them though, they're not really that I can't cope with it because I'm just calmer than that, and I just can't.
Yeah,
cope
it's with also it. The fact that they didn't have a job or anything, and they had the daytime to potter about.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. But yeah, also I mean, yeah. Also they're not used to the way that we're used to living.
Good stuff, Jen.
Yeah.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers, Mum.
Cheers to that cheese bird.
In the winter time. Right. So what do you reckon is going to happen at this tribunal you've got to go to? Did you see the Central News before?
Huh?
Did you see Central News before? When you went upstairs and
no.
You were in your room, it was like all day at work today. There's been loads of activity outside the magistrates court with various
cheers, girls.
Cheers.
Yeah.
With like reporters and stuff all over the place, right? I was watching Central News. Mr. was on it, and all like you know that bloke that comes in with his wife with the grey hair that's always really moody. They have a bottle of Frascati and always
yeah.
drink, always eat lasagna. Mm. He was on it. All these people that come into work all the time, like every day, were on the telly.
What are they, solicitors?
Yeah, all the solicitors.
We're all going to go to London and campaign about something, but we didn't quite see what it was.
No, because I was
something
talking.
Something to do with cats and. Like legal funding, I think it was.
Yeah, I think it might because like does a lot of legal aid for you know legal aid work, and he's quite into it. I think it's quite a decent chappy. What they were basically saying was poor people wouldn't be poor people wouldn't be represented well enough, weren't they?
Okay.
So it must be something like about that. Some bigwig fuck off cunt wanker. Judge in London has decided it'll mean less paperwork.
Was it one of my nice friends, was it? My nice judges?
No, I mean, no, someone in London has decided it'll mean less paperwork, so all the people in Birmingham are going down to complain.
Yeah, it's quite good to see someone
caring.
Yeah.
Mm.
That is, actually.
It's reassuring, especially where things are going at the moment.
I haven't got a real tribunal to go to.
What's this for?
My hands work. I'm experienced this evening to speak to a domestic bursar, residence officer, and someone else, God knows, from the university, to put my case forward for why I had to leave Handsworth and that why I shouldn't pay the money.
Yeah, but you can't. You don't pay the money now just because someone's moved in.
Exactly. They're trying to screw me for every single penny they can get out of me.
So what they're now saying that you've got to...
I want me to pay 3 days until she moved in.
Oh, you're
really
joking.
Silly,
that is just stupid, isn't it? It'll be about £3 or something.
Exactly.
Right, we're about 20 quid.
Especially because of the amount of time and the
administration.
Yeah.
Administration. Price of stamps, phone calls, envelopes, office time.
Like the administrative people that have to deal with your £3.
And
that was just stupid. You should say that to them. Make them feel really stupid.
I will.
And also, then they're bloody up.
It's
for the students, for God's sake. I mean, they shouldn't be making life more hassles.
They are, basically.
This is what pisses me off so often, you know. Things like the halls of residence and stuff are there to help the students, and they don't. They just try and rip them off for every cent they can do it for.
In Handsworth, right, on this bottom corridor, the boys' bottom corridor, it is in such a bad way, you know, like they keep, putting their fists through windows and things like that. An amount of repairs and fine. Like what they did one time, they all had.
What, just because they're all yobs?
Yeah, they all had something one night. And.
I wouldn't bother that, we're all going to get done anyway.
A nice vegetable.
Was it fungus by any
chance? Yeah, fungus one night.
Is there one Swiss bread? Because it's really nice and it's not.
I'd like half.
It's not all horrible. It's nice and.
Anyway, yeah, they had this fungus and they kicked down a door. And got extremely, extremely energetic and in this door was a storeroom. They put things like projectors and
in this door as well?
Equipment in the store.
Oh yeah.
It was a door to a storeroom, and inside this store there was all video equipment, catering equipment.
Oh dear.
And they put it in the sinks and bars all around the hall.
And turn the taps on.
No, they didn't turn the taps on, they just left it all around the hall and the door frame had been kicked off and all things like this, you know.
Oh dear. Did they get caught?
Well, people that done it didn't get caught, but the corridor on which it happened was fined for all the equipment. A lot of money.
So did the people on the corridor know who it was?
Yeah.
Well, they must be mad with them. I should get them to pay for it.
I know, but I think they are going to. If Hubert did it, I'm going to pay for it anonymously.
Yeah.
Via the hall inhabitants,
yeah,
that
character. Yeah, so at least I won't get done for it, because they'll probably go up to disciplinary and stuff, won't they?
How about that one?
Lordy, lordy. I remember, like, we had a corridor fine in our hall for just something stupid, like one of them. Ceiling tiles got broken or something. But did you have to pay a deposit? Came out of our deposit.
Yeah, I did, £50.
Mm.
That's true. That was a bit that batch, didn't I?
Yeah.
No reason why I shouldn't get that deposit back. Because last
time. Nice way they've mentioned it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because with us getting it back was automatic. I think you were in a shitty hall, Nance.
I don't know.
What happened about your posters? I just walked in and saw that you had posters up and...
Yeah, the cleaners, you know, the cleaners got a clean to room in it.
Because you did blue tack or something?
Yeah. Oh. Basically, you weren't allowed anything up on any
wall. Well, we weren't supposed to have posters up in our hall either.
Really?
Mm. And every time the cleaners came around on Tuesday, everything had to be on the bed, including chairs, everything, you know, you had to have your desk.
My cleaner used to come there and not be in bed. And she used to clean round me and stuff.
No, our cleaners won't clean if it's occupied or not everything is clean from the floor. Won't change the bed sheets unless you've actually taken them off.
They didn't do that for us either.
We had that. We had to, wouldn't get bed sheets unless they were actually stripped off the bed and things like that.
But me and Claire, by the time we left UH, had a store of bed sheets to bring to our new house. Just because, like, they'd leave them for us and we hadn't changed them. And we just shove them under the bed and stuff. I had thousands. I mean, I gave a load back because I had loads of them. And the reason why they were all shoved under the bed was because I hadn't got around to sort of, you know, doing anything about it. Sort of. But I remember my cleaner used to come in and just sort of like clean around me and chat a bit. Dave's cleaner in High Hall used to do loads of stuff for him. She used to wash his mugs up and all sorts of things.
And you're doing the self-catering flats.
I'm going to try a bit of your bread.
It's really funny and finicky about a lot of things, you know. Does my head in. And basically, the other thing, I found out what they had for dinner the other night, right? We had jacket potatoes, right? Which are literally mouldy and baked hard. So you get about, out of a jacket potato, you probably get about that much potato. And the rest is just skin and mould and hardness. Quiche, which is just like processed cheese and processed eggs and everything you can imagine, just packet mix. It tastes like blancmange rather than quiche. And salad, which is just like brown lettuce. And I was paying £18 a week to be catered for.
Why doesn't someone do anything about it?
Apparently it'd be
like take it to NUS or something. Yeah. Because that's just a pile of shit. They're ripping everybody off in that hole.
We've deaffiliated from
That's why it's in that state, basically. That's why people... That's why NUS is there to protect men.
Handsworth is in a funny neck of the woods, basically. It's like off campus. It's a university accommodation.
Miles away.
Off campus, you know. They haven't
any backup kind of from the campus. The whole campus feeling, I guess. It's a bit of an anti-campus feeling there.
Yeah. Is it sort of like extradited from the rest of the whole university, you know. Nobody really cares about what goes on at Handsworth. But it's like wherever, like, you know, if you get chucked off halls of residence on campus, you get put in Handsworth. Like if you chuck a telly out of the window, like one.
It's like a prison, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, you know,
a rehabilitation centre.
I mean, it hasn't got anything going for it, basically, whatsoever. It's got 3 TV rooms, which are really rubbish, and 1 small bar called The Bin, Billie Jean it's called, and it's absolutely tiny and really crap. Very expensive as well. More expensive than on campus. I mean, we haven't got a pub there, we haven't got like the guild bars or anything like that.
Russian bit on Griffin Close.
There's no, like for freshers, there wasn't any sort of entertainment during freshers week at Handsworth, it was all at campus.
So how do you get into campus? Is there one bus that goes all the way in?
One bus, 16, that is like 20 minutes that it's like catching the bus from Moji Village.
Yeah.
From here, you have to walk that far, like, to get the bus and then get in and then walk back up. It's not too far.
But do they provide a mini bus service to get back?
No, mini bus service at all, at any time of the day or night. And they
Because we used to have like this mini bus service back from the guild, even if you weren't in hall. And like girls used to get priority. You could hire out free rape alarms and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. You hand your girl card in and you get
Free rape alarm. That is just so shit, but a lot of that is to do with the fact the whole of Aston disaffiliated from the girl, from the NUS.
University, yes.
When did they do that? Do you know?
Last year, I think.
Anyway. No, I just don't understand why universities do that. It's so fucking stupid. Because that means that you can't get things like student cards and stuff. Because that's all. No, you can. But all student cards and stuff are like negotiated by NUS.
I know, and the NUS, you know, in a way it is a good thing, but in a way it isn't, because when they actually belonged to the NUS, they weren't get because it's a small university. They weren't getting much funding from the NUS or any support, really. I mean, it's just like, Aston is a university, but it hasn't been a university for that long. It was a technological institute before. It's only been a university now for about sort of 10 years, well, not even that, 5 or 10 years, I think. And before, it was sort of like, it was mainly a sort of postgraduate sort of training centre for sort of science graduates and things like that. And it's only become... And really, it's only actually set up the business school quite recently as well. I mean, within the past 10 years or something like that as well. My course has only been running for 3 years.
I don't think they've actually had any graduates
from my course yet either.
Why? Four-year course. So I don't really know how it runs, do I?
No, I don't know how it's going to work. I mean, the reason why it was set up really was the 1992 sort of like single European market. If that's what gave me the sort of the idea to set it up. But I mean, Aston is good because now we're not with the NSS, NUS.